The Ark of Millions of Years, Volume 2, The Ages. Your authors have found that few people understand or even know about the ages, since much of the end-time events are focused on the culmination of the ages in 2012, we feel that perhaps this chapter will help the readers to better understand the end times chapter and why keeping time of the ages is so important in understanding prophecy. The first step is to understand precession. Precession occurs because the Earth not only rotates on its axis, otherwise known as the axis mundi, world tree, or world pillar, it also wobbles and is called Chandler's wobble. One revolution or circle wobble of the Earth equals 25,920 years, usually rounded off to 26,000 years. When one revolution of 26,000 years is completed, it is called a great year, Platonic or Plato's year, so named in his honor. A great year then can be referred to as an aeon. In addition, the Earth's axis is inclined at 23.5 degrees. The central point of revolution is called the pole of the ecliptic. Due to the Earth's movement in its wobble, the pole stars will change gradually over the 26,000 years. In about 14,000 years, the Earth's axis will point directly to Vega, as it does now to Polaris. This slow movement is called precession. Anciently, the sky above the Earth was divided into 12 constellations that represented the signs of the zodiac and the 12 ages. Each sign represented an age. The ensigns of the 12 zodiacal constellations represented the 12 ages in the precession of the equinoxes. They appeared to arch their way across the sky as if in a royal procession. Over time, as viewed from planet Earth, the constellations appear to slip gradually backwards, or precess, thus the name precession. The backward movement of the constellations is a slow one, moving at the rate of 1 degree per 79 years. This precession causes the coordinates of stars to gradually shift and over a few years add up to significant changes while acquiring periodical updating of star charts. We have noticed some websites that have the beginning of the precession year as starting in Leo about 12,000 years ago. These sites are erroneous, because the Tolkien calendar identifies Aquarius as the starting and ending point for the great year. Precession was known before the great cataclysm. Noah and the Nephilim restored the knowledge back to the Chaldeans, Babylonians, and the Egyptians regained the knowledge from the Hall of Records following the cataclysm. Thoth-Tarot is pictured in the book. This picture is an illustrated model of the ages as conceived by the ancients. Rota is a wheel, hence the word terota, or in modern terms, tero. The solar system, with the planets revolving around the sun, is not a sphere. As viewed by the ancients, it is a wheel. The planets' orbits are elliptical. The ancients paid very close attention to the rim or belt of this wheel, and they called it the zodiac. The above tarot illustration is showing the four cardinal points of the zodiac. Each sphinx head, cardinal point, represented by a bull, eagle, lion, and face of a man. They are pulling a chariot, with a seated man holding the round wheel or belt of the zodiac in an endless heavenly round of ages. Mythically, at sunrise on December 21st, 2012, the Mayans believed that the sun, their father, rises to conjoin the center of the sacred tree, the world tree, or the tree of life. The four cardinal points will herald the event by forming a cross in the sky. The Sun has not conjoined the Milky Way and the plane of the ecliptic since some 5,125 years ago. The ancient Greeks knew this solar event to be the Centella Aeon, because it meant the end of the precession cycle, or great year, marked by the end of the Piscean Age as well. The Centella Aeon is the age Christ was referring to when he told his disciples when to expect the harvest of the righteous, quote, to be completed at the end of the age, close quote, in 2012. Since the writing of The Ark of Millions of Years, Volume 1, your authors have come to a better understanding of what is foretold about the end times. In Volume 1, we did not fully understand what was going to happen to the Earth in relationship to the Mayan end time date of 2012. We do understand now. The great ages are winding down. If the Tolkien calendar, the Bible, and the words of Christ are accurate in their predictions, then for some of us raptured, it will be in the end of time as we know it. For others left behind, it will simply be the continuation of the ages and the restart of precession into another 26,000-year cycle of the great year, or aeon.